Welcome to Raju Radio.
This episode is going to be about 3D printing. And if you didn't know, we actually have a 3D printer. And it's the Creality Ender 3.
Yeah, so the company and model of our 3D printer is the Creality Ender 3. I actually really like our 3D printer. It is super professional. It does a great job printing, but
post our pictures on Insta.
Yes, we will post the pictures of some of the things that we've printed on our Insta, so go check that out at Raju Radio Podcast. And love our 3D printer. We have printed quite a few things. I actually couldn't get everything in one picture, but our dad set it up, and we've printed quite a few things. We printed Spider-Man head. What else did we print?
We printed a piggy bank, a dog,
a minion,
this Chinese action figure.
And then we also did mask ear savers for our local doctors. And the website that we use to design all this is Tinkercad. I designed the ear savers on Tinkercad, and if you search up 3D printing designs or 3D printer designs, they normally have pre-made designs. So I think that's how we printed our Minion and our Spider-Man and things like that.
3D printing uses a computer-aided design
CAD
to create three-dimensional objects through a layering method.
So sometimes it is referred to as additive manufacturing, and 3D printing involves layering materials like plastics, composites, biomaterials to create objects that range in size, shape, rigidity, and color depending on what you print and how you customize it.
3D printing is used to manufacture molds for making like jewelry, and even the jewelry itself. So it's like really, really cool. You can make it for a bunch of things. 3D printing is becoming popular in the customizable gifts industry, with products such as personalized models of art and dolls in many shapes and sizes. In metal or plastic, or as consumable art, such as 3D printed chocolate.
Yeah, so you can basically 3D print anything and everything that you can think of. Just as long as your 3D printer
is big enough
and is capable of doing that before it like overheats or something, you know, because it does take quite a bit of time.
Yeah, the dog took like 10 hours.
Yeah, like depending on how big you make it, it does take a lot of time, really, because it is the plastic is very thin. We use plastic for ours, but you can use a lot of different things, like my brother said, like metal and even like chocolate to print it out. But plastic takes like a really long time. Really everything takes a really long time because it's so thin and needs to layer it individually. So the founder of 3D printing was named Charles or Chuck Hull. And he was the co-founder of 3D Systems.
So, he invented the solid imaging process known today as a stereolithography, also known as SLA. This was the first commercial of 3D printing method.
Yeah, he actually thought of this idea in 1983, which I think is really, really fascinating, because 3D printing, I feel like, is a more modern thing, don't you think?
Yeah, but honestly, 1983 wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't, but it was still 40 years ago, 43 around.
43 years ago.
Yeah. No, it was 37 years ago. But I still think that it is really, really cool that, like, this was thought of such a lot, like, at that age and time. While people think that it was, you know, invented more recently. So he actually thought of this idea while using UV light to harden tabletop coatings. And in 1986, he received the patent for the process.
By the way, Charles Hull is also the person who invented the STL file format, which is the most common 3D printing file format, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, he invented it in like the 1980s, and it is still the most common file format to this date. So I bet you're wondering what the cost of a 3D printer usually is. So I will let you guys know. A small one that you normally keep at home can be about $300, which is pretty cheap, but that also reflects on the quality. I think I saw one that was $299, I rounded it up to $300. That was the lowest price that I could find. But the professional ones and the big manufacturing ones are usually upward $4,000, and again, it reflects on the quality of the 3D printer and how fast it might take. So the next topic is the 3D doodle pen, and if you guys don't know what the 3D doodle pen is, it's basically a mini 3D printer, but in the shape of a pen. So we actually have one of these two, and I think it is so much fun, especially in the beginning, to try new things. But it is very, very difficult to not only think of like a design, but you have to hand draw it and make sure that it is, if you want it to be functioning, make sure that it's functioning, because it is, let me tell you, pretty difficult to make it all even and look nice. What would you say about that, huh?
Yes, because the thing that I would do with the 3D print is just draw 2D things, because, I mean, 3D things do take a lot and lot of time. And a lot
of the plastic.
Yes, that's why I do not like to do that. But my sister did make me a tiny little house with the R for our last name, and she kept it in my room.
Yeah, I was bored one day, and I decided to do that. It is very fun, and if you don't want to buy a big 3D printer, then I do feel like it would be a nice purchase to get a 3D doodle pen, but it is not the most practical for use.
Now we're gonna bust a 3D printing myth.
So the myth that we are busting is that 3D printers can print human organs.
That is not true, at least not yet.
But researchers are tirelessly working towards that goal. But the problem is that human organs are not only very, very complex, but they're also interdependent. So it will take a lot of effort and time for researchers to get to that goal.
Right now, the focus is on being able to print simple tissues for simple organisms.
So that way they can build on that simple tissue and hopefully one day get to fully functioning human organs.
And that's the end of our episode. Hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening.
I know this one was a little bit short, but make sure to go on our Instagram, at Roger Radio Podcast, to see some of the things that we have printed on our 3D printer.
Bye!